Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's very significant to see an order, isn't it? He first of all prepared his heart to seek. It doesn't say he seeked or sought. He prepared his heart to seek. And then when he gained knowledge of the Word of God, it says he wanted to teach it. But there was an intermediate step between finding it and teaching it, and that is practicing it, doing it. Not just learning and saying, oh, very interesting, and then just lay it on folks. First, he experienced what that word had to say. I think it's a good order for all of us, isn't it? To prepare our hearts, to seek the word of the Lord, to put it into practice, to act it out, to live it. Then you have authority with which to proclaim that word. Another person that we read of is in 2 Chronicles, and it's in chapter 20. And it's about the king Jehoshaphat. And it says that he had heard some kind of bad news about an invasion. And so it says, since he feared the Lord, I got to find the right page here. Since he feared the Lord, he prepared his heart to seek the Lord. Prepared his heart to seek the Lord. And then he proclaimed a fast. You know, there he was, preparing his own heart. Like you were talking about, hearts that are prepared. When the heart is prepared, then what comes next is pretty simple. And his preparation of heart was for him to seek the Lord. So it means a heart that's fixed, it's purposed, it's prepared. In Psalm 57, David gives this testimony, saying, "My heart is fixed, O Lord. My heart is fixed. It's settled. It's prepared, ready to roll." And he repeats that testimony in Psalm 108. "My heart is fixed." Then, here's my bad first choice. Rehoboam. In Rehoboam, in chapter 12 of 2 Chronicles, we learn this. It says, "It came to pass when the kingdom of Rehoboam was established and he was strong, that he abandoned the word of the Lord and all Israel with him." He abandoned the word of the Lord. Some versions use the word forsook. He abandoned the word of the Lord. He decided, "I can handle this." And then, here's the testimony of his whole reign. Also still in chapter 12 and verse 14. And it says, "And he did that which was evil." That word "did" means he worked. He worked evil. Both naturally and morally, he worked evil because. And what follows because? Because he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. He did not prepare. Rehoboam messed up the kingdom. His failure was due to one thing and one thing only. He failed to prepare his heart to seek God. So I want us to grasp this, that heart preparation is pretty important. Not only pretty important, it's essential. And to fail to prepare our hearts is what causes us to lose Christ Jesus as our focus. As we read there in Acts, it's just an evidence that the early church had one focus, and it was Jesus. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. That is their focus. There can only be one focus for the church today, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. There are no alternatives. Only Jesus. And last week we mentioned that the one thing that probably gets us off focus of the Lord Jesus are things. Generally, good things. Good things like prayer, like worship, like evangelism, like missions. All very good. But they are very capable of shifting our focus off Jesus onto evangelism or onto prayer. But see, if our focus remains on Jesus, prayer, evangelism, missions, all will be covered. But the reverse is not true. That is never true. If our focus stays on Jesus, then all these other things will be in right perspective. The lack of heart preparation leads to a major difficulty, and that is an inability to stand on our own two feet in God. We read about David in more than once, but in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, it says very plainly, David strengthened himself in God. Now, this is not talking about being a hermit, but it's talking about the ability to stand alone against odds that come our way. And they come. But when our focus is on the Lord Jesus, we learn two wonderful truths. We learn to stand alone. And we learn to lean on Jesus. That's the only way we can stand alone. That's why I keep harping on this thing of Jesus has to be our focus and nothing else. Psalm 112 in verse 7 instructs us that when our heart is prepared, when our heart is fixed and our heart is established, and the word that's used there means to be prepared, to set, to be settled, and that to be established means to lean on something solid. A solid support, which is Jesus. And it says if we do this, we will not be afraid of bad news. Jehoshaphat learned that. That the bad news did not upset him. And why? Because when our focus is on Jesus, our confidence is solely in the Lord. Prepared hearts. Hearts that are prepared. When your hearts are prepared, you can take the kingdom. If your heart is not prepared, you screw up the kingdom. So all this talk about preparedness, I suppose, is fine, but how does it happen? How does preparedness happen? In the natural, I think we can figure it out pretty easily. But as I was looking about seeking and preparing and seeking, three scriptures came very strongly forward. The first is in Psalm 40. Psalm 40. Now, I'll just read you these because they're important. Well, all the words are important, but okay. Psalm 40 and verses 16 to 17 say this: Let all those that seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, for I am poor and needy, and yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God.